were never called on.
Okay. Could we get a copy of your testimony?
Yes, I will email it to all the commissioners.
Your testimony.
Sure.
And then I'm just curious, is the right benchmark ratio of police officers to population, or is the way to measure an effective police force looking at the crime statistics and data and then sizing the force to meet the current need?
I think it's a mix of both. I think we have to understand that we've gone down in police officers and down in self-initiated activity. A lot of the self-initiated activity that has gone away would help be proactive towards crimes, towards community policing and community engagement, and a lot of the other things that everybody here is advocating for already.
But, I mean, I guess the simple point I'm making is you can look at, you know, police officers as a percentage of the population, that's a matrix, and it probably allows you to look at where you stand with peer cities. But if certain crime statistics have been declining, that doesn't help us really make the tougher decisions about how do you right size a bureau given the resources that are available.
A perfect example, real quick, because I know you're in a hurry, is the SROs in the schools. A school like Grant High School has one SRO and about 2,000 students. That doesn't include the middle schools and the elementary schools, which I believe we need SROs to be able to go to those schools too and be able to engage children at their youngest ages so that when they are becoming older and becoming middle school students and high school students, they're used to engaging with police officers, they're used to talking to police officers, they understand their rights and responsibilities. But not only that, they are friendly with police officers. It is not an adversarial relationship just based on cultural how you grew up or where you grew up, but also that engagement you have from the lowest levels of school all the way up to the high school levels.
Thanks very much.
Other questions? Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
So unless there's anyone else signed up to testify, I think we might want to save further questions for the chief for later, unless he has any comments. That doesn't look like it. So a motion, please.
To accept the report.
Second.
And a roll call on that, please.
Fish.
Well, thanks to Matrix. And that's probably the briefest and most concise presentation we ever had. Mayor, we should take that clip of the video and send it to all of our consultants. thank you for your good work. And Chief, I think we all look forward to the continuing conversations of your reactions to the recommendations. And I would say in particular, it would benefit me to get your first cut of sort of the high-level, high-priority recommendations. How do you react to them? Where, if at all, do they fit into the current budget conversations? And then because this is a multi-year effort, you know, sort of prioritizing when we're going to come back to these questions, because obviously we're not going to get to all of these or most of them in this fiscal year. Thanks to everyone who came out to testify and to share their views. And as someone who served on the original span and control report with Commissioner Novick at the mayor's request, this whole exercise that the mayor set up right after he got elected, I think has been extremely valuable for the public and for the council. And so I appreciate, Mayor, you suggesting it. When I started the assignment, I wasn't sure whether to thank you or to go a different direction. But I've learned a lot, and I think the information we're developing is going to help us be smarter about what is a right-sized police bureau going forward. So,
Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor, for your leadership, and particularly Commissioner Fish and Commissioner Novick for requesting this study. Matrix Consulting Group has done a really excellent job, and it's very clear, detailed. It's good to have some outside eyes, particularly outside eyes who look at other police bureaus and look at right sizing. So that it's very helpful, and I appreciate the level of detail. It does show a gap in community perception of the police bureau's outreach, despite the efforts that have been made, and that's something that I think we can engage our Office of Neighborhood Involvement and our Office of Equity and Human Rights in helping to address and advise, in addition to perhaps some different kinds of training for our current officers. It showed the need to civilianize selected positions rather than to continue using sworn officers. That was a trend that over the course of the recession, we protected sworn jobs over the non-sworn jobs, and now it would be better, and that might help address some of the gap in the hiring needs that was referenced by the Citizens Crime Commission and others, that we have officers who are currently doing roles that non-sworn officers could do. And so we need to continue to look at that. I'm particularly interested in continuing to decrease the amount of overtime that officers are working. It is not safe for anybody, for officers to be working two jobs, and we need to be in the hours that they put in, and we need to make sure that we right-size to optimize the amount of overtime, not only for community safety, but also for the officers' safety themselves. And I very much appreciate the input from community members who testified, particularly the Community Oversight Advisory Board. There are many different ways that we are looking at how we do policing in Portland, Oregon, and many ways that we can make improvements. And so I thank everybody for the engagement in that. Aye.
Hales.
Well, first, I don't want anyone to mistake the brevity of this presentation for superficiality of how this report will be considered. And I want to thank you for producing it, you and your firm for producing it, Mr. Brady. And as somebody who used to work for a consulting firm, I want to assure you that your work is not going to be a shelf study. Aristotle said once that the unexamined life is not worth living. Well, the unexamined city is not worth living in. And when we get a careful review of what we do here in this city, we do take it seriously. Our Design Commission chairman is back. We heard a report from our Design Commission this morning about how we should improve the design of buildings in our city. We take that report seriously. When our auditor delivers a report to one of us about one of our bureaus, one, we all get it, and two, we all read them, and three, we all carefully consider how to make it better. So it's really important to me, and I think it's important to all of us, as council members, that we get these kinds of clear-eyed outside reviews, whether it's by citizen volunteers, as we had this morning, from the design community, from a professional consultant, or from our independently elected auditor. And then one thing that I want to reiterate, I want to thank you, Commissioner Fish, for your work, along with Commissioner Novick, and then the rest of the council, on the question of do we have the right ratio of managers to workers in all our bureaus. But each of us has a commissioner in charge responsibility, but all of us have to be stewards of all of our bureaus and to make sure that they're working well. So I want to specifically invite my council colleagues to look at this report further, to come up with ideas and questions for the chief and the bureau as we work our way through those 90-some recommendations, 190 recommendations, I think. And, you know, there's a lot of depth in that report, and I intend to spend a lot of time with it with the chief. And then some of these fairly significant potential changes in how we structure the work, as we just had a brief encounter about here, need to be debated and thought about and tested. But it's an important piece of work. It will inform how we do the work and how much money we spend on doing the work, and both are very important. So I want to thank everyone who's participated so far in this process and look forward to continuing. Thank you for good work. Aye. Okay, thank you all very much. And we